Lord wants us to never cease our prayer.
刚刚弟兄跟我们有讲到一句说，祷告是我们的呼吸。
And our brother talked about to breathe and to pray.
祷告是我们的生命。
And to pray is indeed the purpose of our life.
祷告是我们的生活。
And to pray is to live.
这首诗歌也告诉我们，住在主的里面，主也住在我们的里面。
And this song says that we live within Him and He within us.
这是一个何等美好祷告的生活。
And this is such an amazing prayer.
我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通到守望者的祷告。
And last time we talked about the prayer of the watchman.
好吧，我们再一起读一下以赛亚书第62章第6节和第7节。
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 62, number 6 and 7.
以赛亚书62章第6节和第7节。
Isaiah number chapter 62, 6 and 7.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不寂寞。呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。这边讲到说，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的。
Here it talked about in Jerusalem, he has posted watchmen on the walls.
神要在城上设立这些守望的人。
And on the walls, God wants to establish these watchmen.
他们是站在高处的。
And these watchmen are indeed on high ground,
远离所有世界的捆绑和辖制。
On the high ground, such that they're distant from the earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救。
And brother and sister, we have received the grace.
我们知道我们的地位。
And we know where our position should be.
乃是与主一同复活。
And our position shall be resurrected along with the Lord.
我们是与主一同坐在天上的。
And with the Lord, we belong to heaven.
好像我们在世界上跟世界上的人没有什么太大的差别。
And even though we don't look too different from everyone around us on earth.
我们也需要做许多的事情。
And we have to do a lot of things just like them.
但是我们的地位和他们是不一样的。
But indeed, our position is different from theirs.
我们是与主同坐在天上的。
Because our position is shared with God in heaven.
他讲到说，他们昼夜必不寂寞。
It says here that they will never be silent day or night.
守望者是时刻警醒的。
Because the watchmen are always aware.
他们站在城墙的高处。
And the watchmen are on the high ground of the walls.
他们需要时刻警醒。
And they're always aware.
看见任何仇敌的动静。
Whenever they see the enemy come,
他们下面讲到他们会呼吁，大声的呼喊。
And when the enemy comes, they would call on the Lord.
这些人是呼吁耶和华的。
And they are the people that call on the Lord.
下面讲到说，你们不要歇息。
And then he says that give yourself no rest.
也不要使他歇息。
And so that he will have no rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神工作，他不歇息，跟我们不歇息的祷告是有关系的。
And brothers and sisters, when we don't give ourselves any rest, the Lord will not rest as well.
我们的神他是说有就有命立就立的神。
Our God could establish everything.
他是独行其事的神。
And he is indeed sovereign.
但是在这里我们看见他叫我们不要歇息。
But in here we see that he asks us to not rest as well.
因为今天我们的神要做工，他要我们借着祷告使他来做工。
Because God wants to work with us among our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
And brothers and sisters, this is an amazing grace.
我们的神大可以，他要做什么，他就做了。
God could indeed establish everything by himself.
但是今天神把祷告的权柄赐给他的教会。
But today he has given us the power to pray.
他要呼召我们做一个守望者。
And he has called upon us to become his watchmen.
因为神今天他不要单独的自己就这样子把工作做成了。
Because God does not want to work alone.
他要我们祷告。
He wants us to pray.
他要我们不要歇息。
He wants us to pray unceasingly.
下面一句很奇妙哈，也不要使他歇息。
So that we would give him no rest as well.
他来建造耶路撒冷。
So that we could establish Jerusalem.
直到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem has become the praise of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，当圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when Jerusalem became the praise of the earth.
我们都在其中的。
And we are part of that land.
我们都有份的。
And we are part of Jerusalem.
而且当众天使在那里欢呼。
And when all the angels are praising within that land.
神的旨意完成了。
And when his work has already done.
弟兄姊妹，这整个的工作我们在其中是一同有份的。
And brothers and sisters, at that time we would become part of the land.
神要我们和他同工。
Because God would like to work with us.
一同完成他的心意。
So that we could complete the mission together.
这是何等奇妙的一件事情。
And this is such an amazing deed. So that he could establish and make her the praise of the earth. This morning we're going to read Psalm chapter 130.
诗篇130篇, 请我们从第一节读到第八节。
And Psalm 131 through 8.
上行之诗,
is a song of
ascent. 耶和华,我从深处向你求告。 主啊, 求你听我的声音, 愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。 主耶和华, 你若救察罪孽, 谁能站得住呢? 但在你有赦免之恩, 要叫人敬畏你。 我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列，脱离一切的罪孽。
那这首诗歌是一个上行之诗, and Psalm 130 is a song of ascent.
是以色列这些子民们，他们一年三次要到耶路撒冷去朝见我们的神。
And the people of Israel has to go to the mountain 3 times in a year.
他们在上行的时候唱这些诗歌。
And they're walking uphill. This is the song they sing.
耶和华，我从深处向你求告。
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord.
这个祷告是从深处向神发出的求告。
And this is a cry from the bottom. Out of the depths, we cry to the Lord.
不是浅浅的，不是外表的。 不是做文章的,
it is not a cry from the shallow, but it's a cry from the depth.
一个最真诚、最简单从我们深处向神的祷告, 神何等的乐意来垂听。
And this is the prayer from the deepest of our heart.
最近陪我的父母回台湾一趟, 我们特别回到以前的老家中心新村去。
And recently I've gone back to Taiwan with my parents to visit my old home.
我们去看有一位李妈妈, 她是大概我小学之前曾经是邻居。
And we went to visit Mama Lee. She was my neighbor when I was in elementary school.
Before elementary.
And I heard that she has been saved a couple of years ago.
那天到她家去看她, 虽然她年纪已经80几岁了, 但是还依稀地记得她以前那个样子。
And then we went to her home, even though she's already 80 years old, she still remembers me.
然后我们在主面前一起有一些的祷告。
So before the Lord, we prayed together.
啊，我们的老姊妹虽然信主还不是太久，但是她那个祷告那么的真诚。
Even though the sisters had not been saved by a long time, her prayer was indeed very sincere.
她一祷告，我们几位一起都流下眼泪来。
And when she prays, every one of us cried.
没有很好的词藻，那个没有用很多美丽的那个词句哈。
She did not use a lot of complicated words.
但是她里面向神那个深处的呼求。
But in her prayer, we could tell that it is from the deepest of her heart.
也许我们差不多50年没有见面了。Maybe
we have not seen each other for about 50 years.
但是呢，这些这么长的日子当中， 也许她经过了多少的苦难， 我们也不晓得。
And maybe in these 50 years or so, she has experienced a lot of difficult time.
但是当她从深处， 就这么直接的跟主在那里呼求， 在那里祷告， 感谢。
But now that when she cries from the deepest of her heart to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹, 这样的祷告摸着神的心,
and brothers and sisters, it is this type of prayer that will touch the Lord.
耶和华, 我从深处向你求告,
said, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
常常有人讲说, 哎呀, 我也不是很会祷告, 圣经也读得不够很多。
A lot of times people will say that I am not very familiar with the Bible, so I don't know how to pray.
神不要听非常美好的一篇文章。
And God does not want to hear a complicated essay.
神要听我们从深处向他的求告。
And God wants to hear our prayer from the depth of our heart.
就是那么直接，那么的简单。
And it is indeed this simple.
但是在这个祷告的里面, 我们与我们的主是这样子来相会。
And in this prayer, we could abide with the Lord.
他下面讲到说，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
And then he says, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy.
求主侧耳听他恳求的声音。
And we ask the Lord to let his ears be attentive to my cry.
在这边有一个迫切向神的呼求。
And here we are begging for the Lord.
在撒母耳记上一章里面，我们看见哈拿的故事。
In Samuel, we seen the story of Hannah.
哈拿那个时候没有儿子。
And at that time, Hannah does not have a son.
也许我们说，在以色列人当中，妇女没有儿子是一件很不好的事情。
And at that time in Israel, when a mother does not bear, when a lady does not bear any child, it is not a wonderful deed.
所以我们看见她向神那个祷告那个迫切。
Then we hear the prayer from Hannah, how it is from the depth of her heart.
也许从那个角度，好像我们还能够理解。
And at that time, we understand the urgency.
我们也想到在我们的生活的里面，很多的时候我们遇到各样的不同的难处，我们向主迫切的呼求。
And at times, when we experience difficulties, we would pray with the deepest of our heart.
有时候为着我们的工作。
Sometimes we pray for our work.
有时候为着我们的孩子。
Sometimes we pray for our children.
有时候我们身体健康出了问题，哎，我们真是在主面前迫切的呼求。
And sometimes we pray for our health and the prayer of urgency.
是的，祷告需要有这个迫切的感觉。
And yes, indeed, when we pray, we have to pray with a sense of urgency.
若是我们不过是轻轻呼呼的祷告，好像什么事情我也不指望它会发生。
And maybe if your prayer is only from very shallow, when you did not pray from the deepest of your heart, then that really doesn't mean much.
只要我们有一个迫切，摸着他的深处。
And indeed, when we pray, we should pray with a sense of urgency.
但是我们看见在撒母耳记上一章十一节，当哈拿向着神，他有一个许愿。
And when we said that in Samuel, when Hannah has this prayer,
他求神赐给他一个儿子。
When she asked God to give her a son,
但是他这边讲到这个儿子不是为着他自己的满足。
Then she said that this son is not for my own willing.
为着他自己能够好像在人的面前能够有什么夸耀。
And to bear this son does not lead her to just want to boast among her peers.
他求神赐给他一个儿子。
And she asked God to give her a son.
乃是叫他终身归给耶和华。
So that the son could belong to Jehovah.
哈拿看见在神那里有一个需要。
And then because Hannah have seen this willing from the Lord.
为着那一个时代，神需要得做一个器皿。
And at that time, God indeed needs a vessel.
那在这个当点上，哈拿他摸见他。知道神的心意。
And at that point, Hannah has understood the willing of the Lord.
她迫切向神呼求，赐下这个儿子来。
So that she urgently prayed for a son of her own.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们单单为着我们自己的需要，一个难处，使得我们迫切向主呼求祷告。
And brother and sister, if you're only praying for what you want with a sense of urgency.
但是在这里，何等的美好。哈拿他摸着了神的旨意。
But in here, Hannah was praying for God's willing.
他迫切的祷告。
And she prays with a sense of urgency for his willing.
甚至以利都觉得说你是不是一个喝醉酒的人啊。
And even Eli thought that she was drunk.
但是我们看见他为着神的心意，他求得做一个儿子，这个儿子叫做撒母耳。
And then here we know that when Hannah bears the son for the Lord's willing, his name is Samuel.
撒母耳是一个转移时代的人。
And Samuel is the time who could change the era.
神所得着的器皿。
And Samuel is a vessel of the Lord.
所以哈拿得着了这个儿子。
So after Hannah has bore this Samuel,
等到孩子断了奶，他就把他带到殿里面去，归给耶和华。
And she brought Samuel to the temple so that he could belong to the Lord.
我们求主吸引我们来到他的面前。
And we ask the Lord.To take us before Him,
叫我们摸着在宝座上神的心意。
So that we could understand and touch His will.
当我们摸着神那里有一个很迫切的需要。
And whenever we receive the will of His urgency,
我们里面就用那个被火烧的那个焦急。
Then within us, we would have this sense of urgency.
主说：“我为我的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
And the Lord said that Well, when we receive these urgencies, we are like in a fire.
多少我们看见我们的光景，我们看见神里面的迫切。
So that in this urgency, we would understand what the Lord truly wants.
我们愿意向主说，主啊，我们也愿意答应他的呼召，做一个守望者。
And then we would say to the Lord that we have received your will and we want to be your watchman.
借着祷告，让他的心意能够被带下来。
And so that through our prayers, we would receive his will.
下面他讲到说，主耶和华，你若就察罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
Then he says, if you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
是的, 主若就查罪孽,
and yes, if the Lord keep a record of sins, who could stand before him?
我们每一次能够坦然无惧来到主的面前,
but every time we could come before him without fear.
我们真的里面充满了信心和把握,
because with us there is faith.
因为他的宝血已经为我们流出来了,
because we understand that his blood has already shed for us.
这条道至圣所的路已经为我们开通了,
and in this the path to righteousness has already been given to us.
主一再的让我们里面得着这么清楚的把握,
and then times and times again the Lord make it clear that we have already received this path.
他的宝血是永远不丧失能力,
and indeed his blood is everlasting.
无论我们的罪过有多么的深重,
it doesn't matter how much our sin is,
他的宝血,他的赦免,杀过我们一切的罪污邪情。
His blood and forgiveness has already forgive all of our sin.
弟兄姊妹,我们里面有没有这样的信心和把握?
And brothers and sisters, do you have this faith among us?
我们可以来到神的面前。
Can we come before the Lord?
他告诉我们,这条是一条又新又活的道路。
Because the Lord tells us that this path is living.
那个幔子,那个所有的拦阻已经为我们裂开了。
And indeed, all the roadblocks has already been cleared.
这个幔子说到他的身体。
And he says that this is his body.
主为我们在十架上, 祂为我们受死, 祂的身体为我们裂开,
and on the cross, he has already given us his body. He has already shed his blood.
祂的宝血为我们流出来,
and his blood has already been shedded for us.
今天祂的血仍然在父的面前为我们说出美言,
and today, before the Father, he is all, still shedding his blood for us.
我们永远需要有这样的信心,
and we have always need to keep this faith.
站在主为我们所做成的,
and we have to stand on the grace that the God has given us. And when we come before the Lord,
但是另外一面来讲,
on the other hand,
圣经也告诉我们,我们若心里注重罪孽,
the Bible says that if you are standing on sins, the Lord will not hear your prayer.
在以赛亚书59章第一二节说到,耶和华的膀臂并非缩短,不能拯救。
And in Isaiah chapter 59, it says, but your iniquities have separated you from the Lord.
耳朵并非发沉,不能听见。
Your sins have hidden his face from you.
第二节讲到说, 但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Your sins have hidden his face from you so that you he will not hear.
所以我们看见一面来讲,我们里面需要有这样的信心,神赦免我们一切的罪。
So on one hand, you have to understand that God has already forgiven us all our sins.
但是另外一面来讲,当我们来到神的面前,
on the other hand, when we come before God,
在他荣耀的光中,
in his glorified light,
在他圣灵的光照启示里面,
and his spirit,
弟兄姊妹,我们认识到我们是一个罪人。
And brothers and sisters, we have to recognize that we indeed are sinners.
在什么殿上圣灵光照我们,我们认自己的罪。 圣灵告诉我们说,神是信实的,是公义的,祂要赦免我们的罪,祂要洗净我们一切的不义。
And when we are under his light, we recognize that we are sinners, but his light and forgiveness could forgive all of our sins.
我们里面需要求主向我们启示光照。
And in us, we have to pray so that he would shed us his light.
今天我们讲到神的恩典,神的怜悯。
And today we talked about his mercy.
祂永远向我们那个赦免的心意。
And he has always given us his forgiveness.
但是不是叫我们生活里面就是随随便便的。
But it does not mean that you could live your life casually.
反而在这边我们看见,祂说,但你有赦免之恩,下面一句话说什么? 要叫人敬畏你。你摆在这两个，有时候对我们的观念好像不一定是能够放在一起的。若是我们常常想说，神啊，你有赦免之恩，我们哇这样的完全的认识，很多人他以为说他可以做这个做那个，神都赦免他，没有什么关系的。
And then if you think that you could do whatever you want because you're always forgiven, you are wrong.
但是弟兄姊妹,当我们真认识神那个赦免之恩,
and brothers and sisters, if you truly recognize the power of forgiveness,
我们愿意来到他的面前,
and we could come before him,
来亲近他,
so that we could be close to him,
我们来敬拜他,
so we could praise him,
我们有一个真实在神面前那样的一个祷告,
so that we could become real in his prayer.
今天我们不是随随便便的,
so you should not live your life casually.
乃是我们里面, 真的有一个敬畏他的心。
And we shall have the heart of fear within us.
我们里面感谢,
And we shall always be thankful.
我们这样的人竟然能够来到这位圣洁神的面前。
To be thankful such that people like us could still come before God.
神竟然呼召我们来就近他。
And God still called us to be his watchmen.
在这边我们看见一面我们存着战兢。 但是我们里面却这样子在爱中与子来亲嘴。So
on one hand, we are feared because of our sins. On the other hand, we could still come before him and receive his forgiveness.
盼望我们真的在祷告里面，我们来经历到。
So I hope that through our prayer, we could experience this.
主这样子呼召我们来到他的面前来亲近他。And
God is indeed calling upon us to come before him.
下面他讲到说，我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
Then he says that I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope.
一面说到等候耶和华,
on one hand, he says to wait for the Lord.
他等候到一个什么样的情形呢?
And how long shall we wait?
他说我的心等候主, 胜于守夜的等候天亮。
And he says that my soul waits more than the watchman wait for the morning.
守夜的等候天亮, 他们是不是带着一个把握在那里等候?
Because the watchmen, when they wait for the morning, they know the morning is coming.
守夜的, 当天亮之前, 是一个最不容易的时候。
And it's the moment before the morning is the hardest for the watchman.
以前我们当兵的时候, 常常都要排这个班, 要在那里守夜。
And when I was serving in the force, we have to receive the duty to become the watchman of the night.
也许天亮之前那段时间是最不容易的一段时间。
And indeed, it is the moment right before the morning that it is the hardest to get through.
有人讲说那段时间可能也是夜最深的时候。
And maybe people would say that is the last moment of the night.
这边讲到说，好像主来之前，现在是一个夜最深的时候。
And it says that it is the darkest moment of the night. Before the Lord comes.
是守望者最不容易维持警醒的时候。
And it is the last and most difficult moment for the watchman to be awake.
但他讲说，这些守望者那样的等候，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
And he says that my soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman wait for the morning.
守夜的等候天亮，他会不会讲说，今天天会不会亮？他会不会等不到这个天亮的来到？
Because the watchman would never doubt that the morning is coming.
他不会的，他里面有把握的，等等等，天就会亮的。
Because the watchman knows that if he waits, the morning will come.
今天我们这些守望者在那里等候，我们不是没有把握的等候。
And today we, as the watchman, should also know that it is coming.
我们知道主他就要回来了。
And we know that the Lord will come.
等候天亮，等候晨星的出现。
And we are like the watchmen waiting for the morning.
我们的等候不是消极的等候。
And our wait is not waiting for nothing.
不是在那里说看主你要怎么做就怎么做。
And we're not just sitting here to see the Lord does his work.
在这边等候，带着一个积极的，带着一个把握的，知道我们的主他就要回来。
And we here wait and we know for sure that the morning is coming.
我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮。My
soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning.
他说，我也仰望他的话。Said,
put your hope in the word.
我们当仰望耶和华。And
we shall hope for the Lord.
我们仰望他的话。And
we shall put our hope in his
word. 在哈巴谷书二章一节说，我要站在守望所。Said,
we shall stand on the watch ground.
主在望楼上。 观看,
and the Lord is watching over us in the tower.
在这边有一个守望者, 他是在守望所, 是在城墙的上面, 是在望楼上, 他在那里观看。
And here there is a watchman on top of the tower to watch over us.
他在那里等候什么呢?
And what is this watchman waiting for?
他说看耶和华对我说什么话。
And this watchman is waiting for the words from the Lord.
他在那里看。 耶和华向他要说什么话？
And this watchman is looking for the word from the Lord.
我们知道哈巴谷书特别讲到以色列的百姓，他们在加勒底人那么残暴的压制里面。
We know that at that time, the people of Israel is under a lot of suffering.
他们不能自由的敬拜。
And they cannot pray and freely.
他们对于今生来讲，好像失去了所有的盼望。
And to them, they have lost all their hope.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的一个荒凉的里面，神在城楼上设立守望者。
But at that time of despair, God has set these watchmen on the wall.
哦，他在那里等候。
Oh yes, the watchmen are on the wall waiting.
看耶和华向他说什么话。
So the watchmen could receive the word from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们仰望我们的主。
And brothers and sisters, we should look for the Lord.
直到今天，我们的神仍然是说话的神。
Because we know that our God today is still the one who wants to talk to us.
当我们只有得着了神的话。
And when we receive His word,
我们里面有力量，有把握。
Then in us there would be power.
我们的盼望乃是一个那么有根有基的。
And our hope is based on something.
建立在他话语的信实上面。
And our work is based on God Himself.
这样的一个守望者站在城楼上，他等候看耶和华要向他说什么话。
And yes, we could become the watchman to be on the walls to receive the word.
下面他就能够说，义人必因信得生。
So that we could say that through faith we receive life.
这样的一个真实的信心。
And if we have this believing,
从得着了神的话而来,
then we could receive the words of the Lord.
今天我们为着我们个人许多的需要，我们在神面前祷告。
And today we pray for a lot of different things.
是的，我们需要祷告。
And yes, indeed we shall pray.
神借着环境把那个迫切的感觉 放在我们里面，叫我们来到他的面前迫切祷告。
And because God is using our environment such that we will receive the urgency to pray.
今天神为着他家，他的心意，叫我们有个迫切的感觉，我们来到神的面前来祷告。
And then for the house, for the church, we shall have the urgency to pray before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告充满了把握的。
And brothers and sisters, when we pray, we know.
这个等候是满了把握的等候。
And even though we wait, we know.
我们的盼望是很具体的。
And our hope has reality.
我们看耶和华，他向我们说什么话。
So that we, because we could look up on the Lord to receive His word.
我们仰望我们的神，他今天仍然向我们说话。
So that we hope that we will receive the words today.
当他宝座上的话一下子 向我们开启，一下子我们得着了，弟兄姊妹，我们得着了一个何等大的信心！
And we hope that we will receive the words from His throne.
我记得以前买会所的时候，弟兄姊妹一起在主面前祷告。
I remember that when we first bought this place, we all prayed together.
看我们自己，我们觉得是不可能的。
And then with us alone, it would not be possible to buy this place.
祷告，祷告，有的人得着了这句话。
But through prayer and prayer, someone received these words.
你们所祈求的，在你们求以前，你们的父他早就知道的。
It says that even before you start praying for what you want, you have already received what you want.
有些人又得着另外一句话。
And then some other brother and sister received another verse.
弟兄姊妹，一句一句的话，每一次出来的时候，让我们里面信心得着坚固。
And yes, every time we receive a different word from the Lord, our faith has become more strengthened.
他要我们祷告，叫我们看他向我们说什么话。
And God wants us to, through our prayer, we would receive His speaking.
他要我们祷告，直到耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
So He wants us to pray so that Israel could become the land of prayer.
他在最后讲到说，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Then at last it says He Himself will redeem Israel from all their sin.
当我们祷告到最后，弟兄姊妹，我们里面有一个信心的宣告。
And if we keep on praying, at the end we could have this declaration of faith.
在这个宣告的里面，我们不看我们自己的光景。
And in these declarations, we no longer care only about ourselves.
祷告叫我们所有的眼目转向我们的主，我们的神。
And through this prayer, it will turn our focus on the Lord Himself.
祷告叫我们的神，他能够来建造我们。
And through our prayers, we would be built up.
祷告是我们一个机会，把我们交在恩主的手里。
And to pray is it to pray is an opportunity so that we could place ourselves in His hand.
我们说我们不歇息，叫我们的神也不歇息，好叫他来建造耶路撒冷。
And we shall and it says that we should pray unceasingly so that Jerusalem could be built up.
今天我们发现说，真的祷告的人是第一个蒙福的。
And today we shall understand that the people who prayed are the one that received the grace.
在神建造的里面，他先从祷告的人身上，他开始建造的工作。
Because through God's word, He first would work on the people who pray.
祷告的人是来到神的面前，先与主相会的人。
And it is the people who pray that will get to abide in the Lord firsthand.
这些在城楼上祷告的人，他们是先听见耶和华向他们说话的人。
And it is the people that are on the high ground being the watchmen would receive the word.
这些等候祷告的人，他们是首先看见晨星出现的人。
And it is the people who wait and to hope are the ones who first receive.
弟兄姊妹，这些日子神要呼召我们做一个守望者。
So brother and sister, it is the Lord crying for us to become His watchmen.
所以所有的工作要从祷告开始。
And we have to understand that everything starts with praying.
这些日子我们已经看见，好像神已经在我们当中动了他恩典，他工作的手。
We could now see that God has already started His work through His hands.
我们知道神他有心意, 真的要来祝福。
And we understand and we know that God wants us to pray.
但是今天神的家, 神的教会里面, 不能缺少祷告的人, 不能缺少守望的人。
And today, indeed, in this house, in this church, we cannot lack of people who pray.
巴不得我们都答应主的呼召。
And I hope that everyone will receive this calling.
我们都愿意做一个祷告的人, 做一个守望的人。
And we would all agree to pray and to become His watchman.
巴不得在我们的生活里面，我们不只是听听信息，我们不是说讲讲祷告这个题目。
So that in our life we are not just casual Christians.
如果你没有祷告的习惯，我们深深的在这里恳求你，你要开始有祷告的生活。
If you have not been praying frequently, I hope that you will start praying with us.
哪怕从5分钟开始有一个定时的祷告，哪怕从几分钟开始，在开车的时候，在做事的时候，在有时间的时候，分别出来向主祷告。
Maybe you could start your habit of praying by when you're driving, you could pray for a couple minutes, or if you could separate yourself for 5 minutes for prayers.
不但我们个人要开始有祷告的生活，弟兄姊妹，在我们家里。 若有一个祷告的祭坛，这是何等的美好！
And maybe you do not have to pray individually. Maybe you could pray with your family.
和你的另外一半，和你的孩子，在家里面，我们也渴望一家一家的有这样的祷告生活。
And maybe you could pray with your spouse, or you could pray with your children, or maybe you could pray with your whole family.
若你从来还没有开始，我真的在这里恳求，使得我们好不好？ 我们在家里面，我们至少试一下，我们能够一起在主面前祷告。
If you have not started praying, or if you have never prayed before, I hope and I plead so that you will start praying.
教会的祷告也是何等的重要。
And also, we have to pray with the church.
我们能够和同伴一起在神面前来祷告。
And we could pray with our peers before the Lord.
主特别应许教会的祷告。
And God would especially pay attention to the prayer from the church.
两三个人奉他的名祷告，我们的主他必定也在中间，他必定垂听的。
And he says that if you pray with 2 or 3 brothers and sisters, God will be in the midst of you.
弟兄姊妹，若你从来没有参加祷告聚会，我在这里也要恳求你，你至少来参加，你来看看。
And brothers and sisters, you have never been to our prayer meetings before. I plead that you would come join us one time.
我们当中也曾讲过，若你曾经参加过，你是不是每个月最少有一次？ 最少有一次你来参加祷告的聚会。
And maybe if you have come to our prayer meeting once already, how about you join us once every month?
当然最好我们是每一次弟兄姊妹，我们何等的喜乐，一同来到神的面前，来向我们的神祷告。
And indeed, it is only best if we'd all come together and pray as a group before the Lord.
实在不是要求我们来做一件什么事情。
And God is not indeed asking for too much.
在这里。 守望者，在这里，我们与神来相会。
And here he asked for his watchmen so that we could be on the walls.
弟兄姊妹，今天早间很特别哈，我们有一位龙大志弟兄，那他是台湾磐石福音传播协会的副会长哈。那今天很高兴弟兄能够到我们的中间，我们也盼望弟兄有下面有一点时间跟我们有一些的分享，然后分享完了以后，我们也为着福音的传扬。 我们一同祷告，也求主来祝福，好吧？我们下面请龙弟兄，弟兄姐妹平安。May
peace be to the you brothers and sisters.
我们来自台湾，
We are from Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan.
很高兴今天能够来这边分享神在我们台湾给我们磐石的意向跟使命。It's
our pleasure to be here to share with you what God has called us to do in Taiwan.
我们的意向就是我们要让台湾每一位百姓都听到福音。
We are